Let's get into this. Look at this fool that stopped in the middle of the freeway. Like, you know, we talked about Trump derangement syndrome. We now have Tesla derangement syndrome. You stopped in the middle of the freeway with no shoulder. There's no shoulder here. This is barricade and freeway. And this is traffic. This ain't in the middle of the, where nobody's on the freeway. They're doing construction. It's heavy traffic. And this old man get out of the car and flip the man out, probably because he's driving a Tesla. Roll the clip.
All right, look at this.
Look, he got his door open.
He pulls over.
I'd have got out and slapped that old man.
And then look, he just stops his car in the middle of traffic.
Just get out and slap him. Just slap him, bro.
And then look.
He need one.
He just gets on and starts recording me.
In the middle of traffic on the freeway.
I'm like, what the f*** are you doing?
Look at him.
He's just recording me. And then I honk. I'm like, what the f***? And then look, he tries to reverse into me. I was like, what the f***?
Now, let me say this. Contextually, I don't know if I have all the evidence in that particular situation, right? Because the guy could have uploaded a video after he did something violent against this guy. But just looking at it, it doesn't look like that was the case. It doesn't look like that was the case. But the guy gets out on the freeway. I don't care what your matter is. I don't care what he did. You jump out on the freeway and start filming. Like, bro, y'all get ran a semi-truck and come through there and sweep everybody out of there. And this is just one of many attacks. What's the next video we'll roll at? People are insane. And I don't know why, to be honest. I don't know what make a person that upset. Like when Joe Biden drove a Rubicon around a White House lawn or whatever, around the front of the White House. It's not like people start burning Rubicons because why they get so crazy at Elon Musk? They're literally burning Teslas, charging sites, hurting people, dealerships, killing people's cars. I saw a black kid. They just completely destroyed his Tesla. One lady was a Democrat. They destroyed her Tesla. They doing all this because Elon Musk is holding the government accountable. He's saying they spending our money and blowing our money on all this stuff and we needed to stop. And they mad at him, the fascists.
Just look at the vandalism to this $100,000 Tesla Cybertruck. Dozens of Cybertrucks at a parking lot in Fort Lauderdale were spray painted with a vulgar term directed at Tesla owner Elon Musk. Some vandals recorded themselves in the act. Across the USA, owners of the distinctive-looking vehicles say they're being targeted by strangers. Cybertruck owners are being flipped off in traffic.
That's probably happened about 3 times in the last 2 weeks.
They also wrote a nasty message. It's gotten so bad, Emler Morales won't take his purple Cybertruck certain places.
Mine is purple, so it grabs a lot of attention. And so I think twice about places I need to go to and make sure that I really need to go.
Dr. Kumait Jaroj got nasty calls when Cybertruck haters found out he was a doctor.
I hope you kill yourself. Please do the world a favor.
He told me to put a bullet in my brain.
Angry protesters stormed a Tesla dealership in New York City. And look, this Tesla driver flips the bird at them. There are also lots of videos online of people reacting to Cybertrucks.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
I was curious what kind of reaction I would get driving a Tesla Cybertruck around New York City. So we rented one to find out, and it didn't take long. We had one guy boo at us, another guy cheered, one lady stuck her tongue out, and then somebody just gave us a thumbs up. So the reaction was kind of mixed.
So do these Cybertruck owners have buyer's remorse?
Absolutely not. I'm in love with the Cybertruck.
I want to take up the fight, you know. I'm going to keep the truck.
These people who are claiming that they're fascists are literally participating in fascism. This is the funniest skit, and I think it sums up the whole Tesla debacle. Wait till you see how these liberals, and this is, I know it's a skit, and it's made to have a comedic relief, but it's so accurate, it's crazy. So when you think back on what is actually going through the mind of these liberals, liberal nut jobs that are having a hissy fit over Teslas, this video will explain it all. And there ain't not one person that's going to watch this video and not laugh. Not unless it's you in the video. Not unless you the one in the video they making fun of. All right. Roll it.
Anybody who has a Tesla, sell it. Yeah. Sell it immediately and sell it for the lowest dollar that you can.
Don't buy Teslas. And if you have a Tesla, sell your Tesla. If you have neighbors who have Teslas, tell them to sell their Teslas.
Protesting Tesla. This is the new current thing.
Whoa! Is this your Tesla?
Yeah, it is. Are you living in my bushes?
A little bit. You need to sell your Tesla.
I don't think I'm gonna do that.
Oh, you have to sell it.
Why would I do that?
Because Elon is a Nazi and he's fascistly taking over the government with Doge. So we need to bankrupt Tesla to stop him. So you need to sell your Tesla.
How would that help anything? Tesla already has my money, and if I sell this, then they'll still have my money. It makes no sense. Have you even thought about the economic logistics of your little protest?
You need to sell it or else you're directly supporting a known Nazi.
What?
Nazi!
Wait, I'm confused. Are you for or against Nazis?
I'm against Nazis! You're the one that's for them!
Well, it seems like you're for them. Your sign literally has the word Nazi on it. It's not even crossed out. It looks like you're kind of a fan.
I never really thought about that, but you driving a Tesla is directly supporting fascism. Hey, everyone! This guy's supporting a fascist Nazi dictator, Elon!
You think a guy that's trying to take power away from the government is a fascist dictator?
Yeah!
Bro, have you thought about that?
And everywhere you drive, you are spreading the Nazi-est version of fascism. Sell your Tesla!
So, let me get this straight. Your protest includes trespassing on my property, intimidating me with demands for what you want, and if I don't meet those demands, there will be consequences?
Yes, exactly. To stop fascism. That's why you have to sell it.
So then once I sell the Tesla, I should join you and start protesting against the person who now owns the Tesla. Is that correct?
That would be good.
Is the dye poisoning you? Like, is your blue-haired brain even working?
Look into my eyes! Of course my brain is working!
Wait, is that a wig?
No.
Dude, you're wearing a wig. That's so gay.
Oh, it's another
creepy
one.
Sell your Tesla, jerk. You know what? If you keep driving the vehicle of your choice, I will find you wherever you go and vandalize your precious little Cybertruck.
It's got cameras all over it. You'll be recorded.
Do all of them have cameras?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. I'm probably gonna be in some trouble.
Probably.
You're really just gonna drive a car made by a Nazi? You're okay with that?
Ma'am, is that your Jetta over there?
Yeah. I don't drive cars made by Nazis.
Did you know that the Volkswagen...
Oh, it cut off. Yeah, the Volkswagen. German. German engineering. Them Adidas shoes you got. Mm-hmm. Y'all wearing Adidas? Y'all having German technology? Okay. I don't even know when the Porsche was made, but all of that is German automobile technology and... Y'all still driving them? That's how silly these people are. The Nazis actually made a whole bunch of stuff that people probably use in the day. They were really great. They just, you know, when you start doing what you did, you ain't gonna, nobody care about it no more. But if you look at historical context, the Nazis did a lot of stuff, developed and created stuff. But it don't count because you murdered innocent people for no reason.